This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The Supreme Court has taken Sumo to cognizance of the Kolkata rape and murder case and will hear the matter on Tuesday. A bench comprising Chief Justice of India D.Y. Chandrachud, Justices J.B. Pardiwala and Manoj Mishra will hear the case. A postgraduate trainee doctor was allegedly raped and murdered at R.G. Carr Medical College and Hospital in Kolkata on 9th of this month. A day after the incident, the Kolkata police arrested a civic volunteer in connection with the case. The incident has triggered nationwide protests with doctors from across the country demanding action against people involved in the case and safety of doctors at workplace. On 13th of this month, the Calcutta High Court had directed the CBI to take over the investigation. The High Court passed the order after hearing the petitions of victims' parents and others. Recently, the High Court pulled up the West Bengal authorities for the acts of vandalism at the R.G. Carr Hospital during protests on 14th of August. Medical professionals and students are staging protests in various parts of country on the call of Indian Medical Association. Non-emergency and OPD services were suspended for 24 hours since 6 a.m. yesterday. Resident doctors and medical students today continued their protest in the national capital. In the evening, the Resident Doctors Association held a candle march protest near Rajiv Chowk metro station. They formed a human chain and lit candles to raise awareness about the tragic incident at R.G. Carr Medical College, Kolkata. The doctors from Maulana Azad Medical College, Lady Harding Medical College, Safdarjung Hospital and others staged protests and demanded justice in the matter. Principal Secretary to the Prime Minister Dr. P.K. Mishra chaired a high-level meeting today to review the status of preparedness for mpox in the country and related public health measures. He said Prime Minister Narendra Modi has been continuously monitoring the mpox situation. During the meeting, Dr. Mishra directed states to enhance surveillance and take effective measures for prompt detection of cases. He further directed that the testing laboratories network should be geared up for early diagnosis. Presently, 32 labs are equipped for testing. Dr. Mishra emphasized an awareness campaign amongst healthcare providers regarding the signs and symptoms of the disease and the need for timely notification to the surveillance system. During the meeting, it was briefed that as of now, there is no reported case of mpox in the country. As per the present assessment, the risk of a large outbreak with sustained transmission is low. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar is on an official visit to Kuwait. He met with the top leadership of the country today. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said, India and Kuwait share centuries-old bonds of goodwill and friendship. He said the contemporary partnership between the two nations is expanding steadily. The Food Safety and Standard Authorities of India has launched an innovative project to tackle the growing concern of microplastic contamination in food in New Delhi. Recognizing microplastic pollution as an emerging threat, the project was started in March this year to develop and validate analytical methods for detecting micro and nanoplastics in various food products. In a recent report, the Food and Agriculture Organization highlighted the presence of microplastics in common food items such as sugar and salt. In Uttar Pradesh, 10 people were killed and 37 injured in a bus accident. The bus collided with a pickup in Bulandshahr today. The injured have been admitted to a nearby hospital, while 4 seriously injured have been referred to Meerut Medical College. Our correspondent reports that Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath has directed officials to provide immediate proper treatment to the injured. Bulandshahr District Magistrate said workers of a bread company in Ghaziabad were going from Ghaziabad in a pickup truck to Raipur Village in Aligarh district to celebrate the festival of Raksha Bandhan. The Durand Cup match between Mohun Bagan and East Bengal, scheduled to be held in Kolkata, has been cancelled. CPRO Defence said the much-anticipated derby match of the 133rd Durand Cup Group A fixture, scheduled at the Vivekananda Yuva Bharati Krirangan in Kolkata today, has been abandoned because of the inability of the state police to provide necessary security for the match due to other engagements. There were reports that the supporters of both the team would show protest and demand justice for the recent rape and murder of a lady doctor at R.G. Carr Medical College and Hospital. And that is the end of this news bulletin.